Today we present another installment of our series Project Milwaukee, Southern Connections. All week we've been exploring development in the Milwaukee to Chicago corridor and its potential. WUWM's Marty Michelson spoke with several major players here to ask what must happen in order for our part of the region to prosper. Here's her report.
Milwaukee cannot compete successfully in the global economy unless it's part of a blended region extending through the greater Chicago area, according to Pat O'Brien. He's executive director of the Milwaukee 7, a group that formed in 2005 to promote economic development in southeastern Wisconsin.
It's too expensive for any one community to undertake this alone, and an individual community is just not large enough to be relevant, to garner the attention and meetings necessary to bring business back to the region.
O'Brien says members of M7 learned that lesson while attending a trade show in Germany focused on advanced manufacturing. But they also realize Milwaukee has valuable assets to offer the region.
We have a strong manufacturing background and heritage that meshes well with some of the industries and the automation things that are going on in Europe that are being exported around the world. Our labor force and our experience and DNA in manufacturing is all helpful.
And yet?
We're hearing from companies over and over again, in spite of the high unemployment rates, they need to find more and more qualified workers in order to grow their business.
Workforce development was the topic of a breakfast meeting this week at the West Bend Mutual Center. Tim Sullivan sipped a cup of coffee while mingling with the crowd of more than 100 community leaders. He's chief executive officer of Bucyrus International, a mining equipment giant headquartered in South Milwaukee. According to Sullivan, the company has a great workforce of 1,600, but sometimes he has trouble filling positions because applicants lack the necessary skills. So he insists education is essential to the economic success of the corridor.
Huge, and quite frankly, it's probably the thing that needs to be fixed the most. We have no pipeline. We have 70% of our jobs now in Wisconsin, in southeastern Wisconsin, require a two-year degree or no advanced degree beyond 12th grade.
We need to be at the table with business and have business inform us about what they really need.
That's Dan Clancy, president of the Wisconsin Technical College System. He's also attending this morning's meeting. Clancy says the biggest need in southeastern Wisconsin is for workers in the field of advanced manufacturing. So the technical colleges have put together several short-track programs to begin preparing students.
We offer both a one-year degree in many manufacturing areas, and then we also have two-year programs as well. We are doing a lot more intensive training programs. Many of our colleges refer to them as boot camps, where people can get through in a 10 to 14 week period and be trained very quickly, let's say in machine tooling or welding, and they can acquire some of the basic skills that they need, and then once they're employed they can learn on the job.
Clancy estimates starting salaries in the field range from $28,000 to $40,000. He says the system is working closely with education leaders in Milwaukee and Racine to get students enrolled in the training programs. However, he describes many young people in those two cities' public schools unprepared.
It's a huge issue. It's an issue that the state and this region has been struggling with for many, many years. Obviously, there are pockets of excellence, and I think you got to build upon those.
Even if more young people in southeastern Wisconsin are trained for jobs here, some could have difficulty commuting to and from work, particularly in Racine, according to Mayor John Dickert. He says employees and their jobs are no longer necessarily located in close proximity, especially in a region such as southeastern Wisconsin. Dickert is disappointed the Republican-controlled legislature is poised to end the development of commuter rail linking Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha.
The state right now, I think, is going in a backwards direction. Their emphasis is building more roads. Roads don't help cities like Racine. We're 20 minutes off of the highway. You could build 17 lanes of highway out on the I system, it wouldn't help Racine at all, because you still have to get people into Racine, and that's a 20-minute drive.
Dickert says commuter rail would enable his community to grow its tax base. But co-chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Robin Voss of Burlington, says the state is opting for better highways, including the current $2 billion upgrade of I-94 from Milwaukee to the state line.
You You know, people who try to focus on rail, I think, are living in the last century, not the next. We know that the vast majority of people, even in the SewerPAC study, well over 95% of trips will still be done by automobile. So for us to focus on the 5% and not on the 95% is really short-sighted, in my opinion.
Voss says in the next 20 years, he envisions an explosion of businesses and office parks along I-94 in Racine County because of a more efficient freeway system. He hopes someday the area will have a flagship industrial park, such as Lakeview Corporate Park in Kenosha County. Voss says what Madison is doing to help the region attract employers is making Wisconsin's tax climate more attractive to business.
We put some proposals into place that says if you move a new company to Wisconsin, that for the first 2 years, you'll be able to pay no income taxes as an incentive to get you to relocate here. We are also putting into place the potential to have incentives to become the best place in the entire country for manufacturing.
Voss is referring to a provision the GOP recently added to the state budget bill that would reduce the tax on manufacturers' production earnings. In addition, lawmakers are proposing a discount on utility bills for manufacturers moving to the state. Voss says future legislatures must continue to provide incentives in order for the region to better compete in a global marketplace. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.